Mumia Abu-Jamal, what did you accomplish by your testimony today in court?
I think I've opened a window, not just to what I've suffered or even my case, but how the state responds to those thousands of people. At last count, and I think it's a serious undercount, 10,000 prisoners in Pennsylvania, how they respond to the challenge of hepatitis C. That is to say, they'll do everything they can not to treat those who have been infected with hepatitis C infections.
How sick were you on March 30th, 2015?
I was as weak as a kitten. I still have no independent memory of me going there. I don't actually remember falling into a coma or a diabetic shock. I remember going into the infirmary and waking up the next day, presumably, or what I thought was the next day, because we couldn't see out the windows, at a hospital. And the feeling of wool in my mouth. They gave me water, and water tastes like cotton. I remember those things, but I was so weak I could barely lift my arm.
What relief are you seeking?
Something very simple. Treatment. Not treatment of the symptoms, but treatment of the disease, hepatitis C. They could do it tomorrow. And in 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, or at the outside, 28 weeks, there's a 95, 98% chance I'll be cured. And the hepatitis C virus will be eradicated and undetectable in my system.
Mumia Abu-Jamal, what reasons did the Department of Corrections give for denying you care for hepatitis C?
They told me, or it was told to me by the doctor here, that I was not sick enough to qualify, that my viral load wasn't large enough, and my platelet count was too low, that I was too healthy to be treated. I wasn't sick enough.
Did they repeat those questions in the courtroom?
They insinuated it. They made reference to people reporting that I look better, me telling the dermatologist that I feel great. I do feel great compared to how I felt, and people have told me that I look good. But I think I also did not hesitate to mention that the doctor here said this can recur at any time. And so, you know, I can look good today and be back in that state in a month, a week, a year, tomorrow.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.